Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Today, the Supreme Court did two things on the same-sex marriage front. They cleared the way for married gay couples to receive federal benefits and allowed the resumption of same-sex marriage in California. Throughout the day, we'll be getting reaction to the court's decision here on Maryland's News Now. Walter Olson is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies, and he says, at least with the DOMA ruling, which is the Defense of Marriage Act ruling, it more broadly vindicates a robust view of individual liberty as protected by the Constitution. Walter, thanks for being with us.
Yes, it does. And the Cato Institute that I'm associated with had filed an amicus brief on that side. It was a very strong opinion. Five justices in the majority writing only one opinion, not fractured the way they sometimes are.
So in your mind, when it comes to the DOMA ruling, and I'll get to Prop 8 in a moment, but by the very nature of what the court's role is, they had to rule this way.
Well, Justice Kennedy was very straightforward about his rationale. The liberal justices backed him up, and he didn't view it as a close case. He said this is a law that clearly was meant to single out for disrespect for second class, as it were, citizenship. One group of people, you need to scrutinize that, and it fails the scrutiny. And that leaves the question, there's going to be a lot of battles around the rest of the country. Maryland has already made its decision, but a lot of battles over whether other states should be coming along. That decision by Justice Kennedy is going to be cited over and over.
Yeah, it not only does it talk about the Constitution, but it says a lot more about the changing of the times, doesn't it?
It sure does, because even a couple of years ago, I don't think the court would have come out the same way. Kennedy very much has his eye on the history books. He wants to always be seen as stepping forward, and who knew that forward would mean this now? Who knows what it's going to mean in another year or two?
Now let's talk about the Proposition 8 ruling, which really just affects California at this point. One of your colleagues at Cato called it sort of a weird and frustrating ruling.
Only lawyers could love it, and even they're not going to love it, because it is 40 or 50 pages on standing law, and brain-crackingly complicated sometimes. And it is important for people who don't care about gay marriage, because it may affect when you can challenge a state initiative, but that's about all that it affects. The short-term effect is they got rid of the case. Judge Walker's ruling in San Francisco striking down Prop 8 stands, but that's only going to affect people in California.
Do you think that people will have the energy to keep fighting that in court in that state?
You know, there are going to be some attempts to challenge it, because you can argue that it doesn't affect the entire state. However, it's pretty clear that Governor Brown and the California legislature are in favor of going ahead with statewide marriage. And that means, I think, it's mostly a legal cleanup operation.
Walter, if you were to make sort of a sweeping statement about what the courts did today, what would it be?
They took care of half the problem, namely the ban on federal recognition, and they pointed the way. Kennedy's language, I think, points logically, and Scalia recognized this in his dissent, it points logically toward down the road, maybe next year, maybe 5 years from now, saying, look, the Constitution prohibits discrimination in this area. It means that other states have to come along.
All right. Walter Olson, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies, thank you so much for joining us and talking about what was a big day for the Supreme Court and for America.
Thank you.